Marketing for Humans, bringing the human back into marketing. Hi there, I'm Christina Fry, founder of Innate Marketing Genius, where how you love to help people informs how you get business. Do you know your deepest why in serving others? I have identified 5 innate marketing genius types, and knowing your type answers this question. The types include nurturers, adventure guides, door openers, steady presences, and celebrators. So if you're curious, you can discover your genius type at innatemarketinggenius.com. I decided that I needed to show the magic of people's deepest why in action. In season 5 of Marketing for Humans, I get to do this. I put myself in a marketing hot seat, invite dynamic entrepreneurs as my guests, and then act as their marketing consultant for about 45 minutes. So if you want some calmer, more focused and authentic marketing ideas, these are your episodes. And I do them according to the innate marketing genius type. Sometimes you'll even get the input of my colleague, Jen Wentworth, who is a digital marketing expert based in New Hampshire. Today we hear from Amy Booker, portrait and family photographer based in Marblehead, Massachusetts. In her own words, Amy wants to make you feel comfortable and look your best in a stress-free environment while delivering thoughtful and storytelling images to promote your business. Amy has been a full-time professional photographer since earning a bachelor's degree in photography with a minor in marketing in 1996. Amy has truly done it all. I determined that she's a celebrator, which means she wants to bring the good life using her own unique flair. So I'll focus on that while doing this marketing hot seat. So let's welcome Amy Booker. So welcome, Amy Booker. Thank you so much for being on Marketing for Humans.
Thank you for having me. This is great.
Yeah. So I'm happy to say that Jen Wentworth is here again, which I love because Jen has like the practical digital marketing side of things totally handled. And I will be leaning into the innate marketing genius side of things. Like what's awesome about Amy that maybe she doesn't even know yet that would come out in her marketing. And Amy Booker is a photographer based in Marblehead, Massachusetts. And what I'd love to do is just start out. Amy, tell us something we need to know about your work these days. Like, how do you help people and how do you work with people?
Yeah. So these days it's a little different, although I'm still sort of like, I just keep moving forward. We do what we can. Was doing a lot of outdoor social distancing, individual photo shoots, you know, when the weather was nice. Now the weather's kind of hit and miss, so that sort of tones things down a little bit. I'm leaning into a little more studio work, which I don't do that often, but just trying to be really careful, keeping a distance, you know, one person at a time. I do a lot of headshots, personal branding type photography. So, you know, just masking up and trying to be as careful as I can and you know, trying to just keep moving forward.
Yeah, and it's really, I just want to say that having decent headshots, just, you know, let's just start there. The importance of decent headshots. It's in the time of Zoom and websites and digital marketing, it's just, I mean, you just have to do it. You just have to do it.
Yeah, if you're going to answer a Zoom call in your pajamas, you should probably have a good headshot that can pop up ahead of time so that people know you're serious.
So true. And that's a beautiful studio. If you're watching the video of this, you see what I'm talking about. But Amy has a beautiful studio behind her. So you're thinking about getting a headshot or any kind of shot with Amy, you are in for a treat because it looks gorgeous.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah. And Jen, just to, you know, have you jump in here for a second, remind us what Cleverlight is. What do you do?
Oh, well, first of all, I love this video because these pops of red are so pretty with the chair in the background and your sweater. Cleverlight Media, we're a digital marketing agency. Our bread and butter is a website. But we really do seek to create a relationship with our clients to kind of, once they've made that investment, to have a performance website that they are thinking about how they're going to push more content to it and grow it and kind of, you know, make sure they're out there to compete. That's what we do.
Love it. Yeah. And I will just say for myself, I mean, I'm going to do an official intro for this episode, but I will just say this morning I was reflecting on, you know, especially celebrators, which Amy Booker is a celebrator. That's an innate marketing genius type. And people who don't know their innate marketing genius type are basically sitting on a gold mine without realizing it. So we're going to go down that, like, to see what Amy's gold mine of helping people out in the world such that they would want to actually do business with her. What does that look like right now? So with that, I want to describe, so Amy, you're a celebrator. Yes.
Yes.
Okay. So just to review, if you don't know what that means, a celebrator's deepest why, like if you're a celebrator, here's what runs your show. You want to bring the good life to other people. That's what gets you up in the morning. The way that you do that is with flair. And everyone has their own kind, right? Like some people are real. They'll walk into a room and talk everybody up and it's just like a party because they're there. Or they're the ones that can make the driest piece of cardboard really funny. Or, you know, walk into a room that looks like a Walmart, no offense to Walmart, and turn it into a gorgeous venue, right? Like, so it's all about like, what do you bring to the table? How do you do that? And it always, you start with that question, like, how do I want to bring the good life to other people? Right. And how do I naturally do that? So now that I've reviewed the definition, Amy, I want to check in with you. What do you want to share about being a celebrator these days? What does that bring up for you?
Well, these days in particular, I think, you know, just getting people to sort of pause for a moment and, you know, do something nice for themselves. You know, to have an experience of a nice photo shoot, it's not only practical and useful in a business sense, but it's also a lot of fun. You know, a lot of people sort of dread the whole process and they're self-conscious or they, you know, just kind of put it off. But I tell you, when people come in, we have an awful lot of fun. And I really love drawing out the natural beauty in people. I love learning about their new people and their businesses. It's a fun experience. And when there's not a lot of fun experiences going on right now, it's kind of nice to be able to take that time out for yourself.
Yeah, I would say it's more than nice. There's something to be said about, I mean, if you're listening to this and you haven't felt beautiful or adorable or handsome or whatever in a long time, right? Do you even remember what that feels like? Getting out into the world and like radiating, right? Mm-hmm. So working with Amy is a version of that. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Right?
Yeah, so just to feel normal again and put on some nice clothes and put your lipstick on and, you know, wear a suit. You know, something that feels good and makes you feel confident, I think is really nice.
Jen, you were going to say something?
Show your face, not have a mask on and be able to smile. Yeah, sure.
I was reflecting this morning that if we took all the celebrator energy out of our society, or if you wanted to see what that looks like, try having a pandemic and you pretty much get the whole flavor. So just, again, if you're new to this material, it's life without that energy of celebration and flair it's like sucking the lifeblood out of you. And I just say that because I think sometimes celebrators don't know what they bring to the table and it's so vital and necessary. And we love you guys. So with that, I would love to explore, you know, how you are a celebrator as a photographer and how that could translate into, you know, your message to the world. Now, the first thing that I want to reflect on is, even though you're very even keel and chill the way you're presenting yourself right now, I also know that, you know, you have this almost like a secret sauce of there's like a party going on with Amy and all you have to do is just let her start taking photographs of you, or probably other things too. But you just have a very gentle way of easing people into a celebration energy. So I don't know if you're aware of that, how you use that. Like when I say that to you, anything come up?
Yeah, I think I like to meet people on their level and, you know, really just help them see what's really great. I like, building people up, whether it's personally or in their business. I suppose that is something that sort of comes naturally that I don't really know that I'm doing that much.
Yeah. And it's, you know, you get the sense, and I think this is true for a lot of photographers, but I definitely pick it up in you, is that when we enter your studio, it's just sort of a fun, but not like a, hey, let's have a party fun. It's just like, it almost creeps up on you fun. I don't know if that resonates with you, but it's like, wow, this is just so, it's not just relaxing, but it's like, I don't know how to describe it. A fraternity party. That's a horrible way to describe it, but it's just like, it can be chill. It doesn't have to be fancy, but there's just this organic ease.
Yeah. And I hope the other feeling I hope comes across is that, this studio is for everyone. It's for glamorous people. It's for people who are more simple. It's, you know, everyone fits in. Everyone has a really, nice pieces that they can show off, and to really bring out someone's personality is great, and all different types are welcome, and we just try to have fun and bring out the best in everyone.
Is there somebody in particular that you've worked with that stands out? You'd like to just kind of describe the process and what came out of it, if that's a fair question?
Sure. Let's see.
And it could be somebody that's kind of shy and wasn't really sure. And then, right. And I remember one of my favorite stories that you've shared with me is the singer, Stephanie, where it's like, I actually have this beautiful dress that I have in my closet. And I didn't bring it. And you're like, go get it. Yeah. Let's go have fun and be glamorous. That's just one that comes to mind.
Yeah. That was a really fun story. She's, such a sweet, nice person, but came in for your standard, headshot, more businesslike, mentioned that she had this drop dead gorgeous red dress, just happened to have it for a performance, and, when in doubt, always bring the red dress, because you know what, this is fun for me too. So anytime I can do something a little bit different or out of the box, it just brings a fun, lively mood, which draws out a really nice, personality and expression as well. And then there are the ladies that are really self-conscious and really not looking forward to doing a photo shoot. I've had one, recently, and just to hear her say, I really love the way these turned out. I didn't know I was that pretty. That just like gives me chills. And it's like, of course you're beautiful. Everyone is beautiful. And let's show it and bring it out. And I just love the self-confidence that people get when they, say, you know what? I look pretty good here. I love to hear that.
That's fantastic. And, actually Jen and I were talking to a personal stylist last week, and it came up, that beauty or outward appearance, especially, I'm just going to say, culturally in the Boston area, less of a priority. Like if we were in Los Angeles or San Francisco, those places seem more focused on, glamour and outward appearance. And here it's more like, well, we've got Ivy League schools here, and, it's all about being smart. And I'm totally broad brushing, of course, but it's interesting to see people in the sort of beauty industry. Cause I mean, you are in that, like you're bringing out people's beauty, the journeys that you take people on, because of that. Mm-hmm. So I love hearing, it's not superficial. It's actually this inner radiance that you're bringing out in people, and then they recognize it in themselves. Would you agree with that?
Oh, totally. Yeah. It's really just bringing out the self-confidence and to say, you know what? That was fun. That was good. And I feel good about myself now. I love to hear that.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. Now, is there any marketing that you're doing right now that's kind of working for you during COVID? I'm just curious because I know you're getting, I see your emails, your events that you're having around town. Like, of course, now it's really winter, so that's probably changed. But, you know, what's been working for you? So if someone who's listening to this is a celebrator and they're like, you're already giving them some good ideas.
Mm-hmm. Well, I mean, I could tell you about kind of an unusual thing that I'm doing. It's actually for little people, for children. I have a, you know, every year, and I'm speaking from personal experience, my daughter's gone to the daddy-daughter dance every year that the Parks and Rec puts on. Well, they're not able to do that this year. So I decided, you know what sounds fun to me? I think hopefully will sound fun to other people. So I've put together a parent and child date night out, and it's like a little fun photo shoot, get dressed up, have a good time. I'll have, you know, music on and the twinkle lights and, you know, so it's something that's not my normal thing. But it's just going to be so darn fun. And I think that everyone's looking for a little fun right now. So it just makes me feel good to be able to provide something like that. Because, you know, it's something that people are missing out on. And if we can kind of tailor something to make up for it, I think that's really great. So thinking outside of the box and trying to provide not only photography, but events and memories around that photography is what I'm trying to sort of lean into.
And how are you, I'm just curious with the nitty gritty of it all, because I'm sure if somebody's listening to it, it's like, well, you know, if you're having an event and people are in all together in a room, like there's masks involved, I guess, or how does that work?
Well, these are individual appointments. So
Okay.
Running into anyone, they're short and sweet little sessions where you have the whole studio to, you know, would be just a nuclear family, parent and child or combination of the family that would be here. I wear my mask, of course. And then at a distance, the, you know, subjects take off their masks. But yeah, these are just individual appointments with no crossover and buffer in between.
Yeah. Got it. And I'm sure you're going to make that studio look gorgeous and have like music going and, you know,
yeah, all it's just fun. I'm like, we all need some fun. Darn it.
Amen. Amen. And Jen, you've got kids, so I'm sure you're nodding your head there.
And just as soon as you said that, I started to think, oh my gosh, like, are we going to have prom this year? Are we going to have, you know, the semi-formals? There's just so many things that the kids missed out on. Like my son's in eighth grade. He's supposed to go to Washington. It's like a big, you know, life experience that everyone in town gets to talk about, and they're going to miss that. So that's awesome that you're doing that and making sure they're still capturing those memories and getting dressed up and having music and making it special. That's a great, as a marketer, I'm loving it.
Yeah. And with, I wonder about that because, you know, again, like you're so good at bringing the fun, and I'm curious about Valentine's Day and what that could, you know, like little mini dates for that, or, you know, any holiday that's coming up or big life marker. Mm-hmm. So, you know, such that you could have little sessions like that and make your studio. I mean, the way that I would see you marketing that is that you dress up your studio and obviously take gorgeous photographs of it all. And it's like, ooh, I want that. Like, cause that's the thing. Like we're all dying for that beauty, that fun, that festiveness. And if you can capture it on beautiful photos, like I would imagine people would be knocking down your door for that. Even tiny little experiences. Cause frankly, I hate to say it, but we're all kind of getting used to that. Like we all kind of are resigned to, yeah, I'm having three people for this festive event. That's pretty much all I get. So yeah. So Jen, any thoughts so far as, you know, what to think about marketing wise, some directions, anything at all?
Well, I think you just had a great idea with the Valentine's Day shoot. That would be a really fun thing to push out on your social media or your email database to just offer, if you had it all set up with, you know, some champagne and some roses and maybe like a dining setting and just kind of toss up some ideas for pictures that you have from engagement photos or something like that, poses, to just say, wouldn't it be fun to grab this intimate Valentine's Day moment with you and your loved one, because you're probably not going to be able to go to dinner, or maybe they will. But anyway, it's just kind of making do with a fun experience that you can provide. And it also shows that you're thinking about those things for your clients, right? Like, what a deep way to think about how to provide a moment for them or an experience for them that was so specific and so thoughtful. So I love that. And then the other thing I wanted to touch on, just when you were bringing up your headshots and personal shots, is that from a digital marketing standpoint, and you guys did touch on it a little bit, so much more authentic than stock photography. So when you can, you know, especially when you're trying to work with local small businesses, having that authentic moment that you're not putting up a picture of the same woman that you saw on your dentist's website and also a suntan commercial. I know I see them a lot and I'm like, oh, like we have this one girl that we call Lucy because we just see her everywhere. We're like, oh, there's Lucy. And Lucy's been promoting lots of things. So I think that that's a really big message you can bring to your marketing as well, is to personalize and get your authentic self out there on your online platforms. And last but not least, I did see on your website the rental properties. So I think, I don't know if you're big with like Airbnb or if it's through a real estate person or how you are getting those jobs. But right now, I'm actually looking for Airbnbs just for a night or two away with my husband, because we're missing traveling. We're missing going away together. So if you were to do any of those, I would push those out as much as you can to say, I just shot this beautiful home. It's on Airbnb, great location, anything like that, I think are all wonderful services that you're doing that could get a good engagement response from people.
And honestly, it's consistent with, if you're going to do event style photo shoots, like you were mentioning, the parent-child dance, to me, like, featuring, because Amy actually has a really nice Airbnb of her own that she has like an Instagram feed for, et cetera, et cetera. And so I could see you actually promoting that in the same channels that you do all the rest of it, because it's all in the name of, let's just have a festive moment during COVID. Mm-hmm. It all falls under the same umbrella. And you're doing it in multiple ways, but that's all right, because you're, it all is like you bringing fun and that sort of good life again to everyone. And it's like, pick your format.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah. That's one thing I struggle with, is trying to make sure, I'm worried that I'm spreading out too thin. You know, I do this, I do that, I do that. So to kind of tie all those strings together, I think is really good advice. And I'll have to give some more thought to that.
Well, too. I could see you, let's say for the, I mean, you know, Valentine's Day is around the corner, but let's say there was another thing like spring vacation or any kind of event coming up, you could have a photo event for that where there are 15-minute sessions. And then you could also say, and then if you wanted to take this further, then here's a beautiful property right in town. If you just need a getaway, you know, change it up.
Yeah, that's great.
To me, that's all like, that all goes together. You're just providing options.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, that's great. Good idea.
Yeah, it's not all over the place. Mm-hmm. And to me, like a key part of this is that, and I know you're good at this, for you to set up, I mean, I'm a huge fan of flat lay photography, so you know where I'm going with this, right? So like flat lay photography is usually pretty simple and it's just absolutely exquisitely gorgeous. And I could see you doing, of course, that caliber of you capturing the studio that you would offer people. Like, that's what would bring me in and have me paying you money. It's like, oh my gosh, I just want to have some kind of festive moment, even if it's just 20 minutes. I want to be in that beautiful environment, take some photos, right? Just have some life. Mm-hmm. But it all comes down to the gorgeousness of that photo. Mm-hmm. So that's on you to set up the studio in a beautiful way, which again, that's your mojo right there. Mm-hmm. And that, yeah, I would want that. Especially, I mean, I don't have kids, but if I had kids, I'd be like, oh, thank God, there's something to do. Or like my husband, let's go in, you know? Yeah. you're giving us options. Cause I mean, here's the other thing. Like I recently went to this, and if you guys haven't been, oh my gosh, I can't speak highly enough about this place. I'm sure you've heard of Frank. Have you heard of this place in Beverly? It's a top end farm to table restaurant. It is absolutely exquisite. And, you know, people have mixed feelings about going to restaurants right now. That place is pretty safe. I felt perfectly comfortable. I mean, they had like plastic, you know, little guards, and it was really subtle. So it didn't feel like you were in a prison. It was like really well done, good service, amazing food. I had the time of my life, honestly, with friends. So, but not everyone is comfortable doing that. So if you're providing something that's almost that, almost, then, you know, yeah, it's a nice alternative for those who don't want to go to restaurants right now. And I think there's quite a number of people who don't. I don't know, like, how do you guys feel about that? Jen, have you been out to a restaurant recently?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Like, I want to do more. Let's be honest.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm probably a little bit more on the rebellious side. Not that I should miss out on a public platform, but yes, we are obviously careful and masking and washing hands and doing all those things and following all the rules. But yeah, I do get out.
Awesome. Amy, how about yourself? I'm just curious. Are you guys getting out?
Same. Yeah. Not often, but yeah, just trying to once in a while. We're doing a lot of takeout, but we also go out once in a while. We just want our little restaurants to still be open next year, you know? So yeah. It's like doing what we can.
There's that too. Yeah, totally. Wonderful. So it just seems like, again, you've got a very Instagrammable business. So right there, you know, people who are not photographers are already jealous of you because you've got all this material to post. Right. And, you know, you and I spoke sort of at the front end of COVID. And I remember, Amy, you were just kind of scratching your head, like, what exactly do we do here? And through the summer and fall, I watched you post a lot of cool ways to get out into the community, you know, you were doing like photo tours of Marblehead, you know, helping people take photographs of beautiful places. Like, you've tried a lot of things and you're out there, people know you. So I just want to tip my hat that, like, you know, you tried things. I feel like COVID is a time where no one knows what they're doing and you just have to get out and try things.
Totally. Totally. Yeah. The thing that you've had in the back of your mind of thinking, oh, I don't know if that'll work or not. May as well try it now. Why not? You know, see what sticks.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, Jen, any thoughts around that? Like COVID specific challenges that you might've noticed with your own clients recently?
Well, you know, I think that the best lingo that I heard through all of this, I can't remember. It started out with some gentleman on the West Coast, but it was panic, pivot, or pause. Those were like the choices that people had, and the only people that were going to survive were the pivoters. So, you know, as a marketer in general, I'm a huge fan of try something always. Way before pandemic, it's, you know, something we say a lot is do nothing, get nothing, right? We say that a lot in our business and to our clients that are just calling us after their website launches and they have not seen any new business. And we've said, well, what have you done to drive people to it? Well, I paid you a lot of money to make this beautiful website. Don't people just get there? Nope, that's not how it works. So, you know, I wish it was. And we're pretty transparent in that message throughout just to make sure, but it still seems to be sometimes the case that they thought that was going to happen for them. So we're always happy to have a conversation. Well, have you tried this? Or maybe you should do that. Or so I'm a huge fan of trying anything new always.
Yeah.
Especially if it's fun.
It is fun.
You know, the sort of, this has given me the opportunity to try some things that maybe I thought wouldn't necessarily be as profitable as some other things, but, you know, to change things up and do things that maybe aren't as profitable, but they're very fun and fulfilling. And it provides a lot of momentum, which helps with everything else.
That's great. Yeah. My version of that is last summer and into the fall, I did a series of interviews for like a celebrator panel. I had four celebrators on that, right? And then a Summer Marketing Academy on my Facebook group. And I invited all those people and also marketers that I know, like Jen, to a special networking event called Christina's Cool Peeps. And they've been going really well. I'm just staying on people's radar. It hasn't generated business yet, but it's just sort of a way to just be a public service for people to connect. I feel like right now is also, I know some businesses are going bonkers. I don't want to say that's not happening, but I also want to say this is a great time to plant seeds so that when things open up again, you have built some relationships or at least knocked down a few doors. Like right now I'm reaching out to different community organizations just to get to know them. And then when things open up, like to really jump in, like with both feet. So that also is a part of what I notice going on. It's like a good time to be planting seeds, even if you're not raking it in right now. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. So Amy, I am just curious, as far as, you know, you being a celebrator, like, do you have a sense that you could have even more fun with the way you get out there and market your stuff?
I'm sure. I could stand to be a little more out there and a little more, I'm a celebrator, but I'm also a cautious person. Mm-hmm. I could certainly stand to do a little more putting myself out there and looking for more fun things.
Okay. Yeah. I mean, it doesn't necessarily mean I have no, you know, I'm not married to any version of that. I just like to ask the general question, like, do you think you could be having more fun? And a really powerful contemplation for you, and you tell me how this lands for you, is, you know, what do you love about what you do? Because any celebrator who is sharing that generously, that is somebody who's on their game. So for example, let's say, you know, when you were photographing Stephanie and she just came back in with the package that held her red dress in it, like for her to show that joy on her face, or she's just like, I got it. And she walks in the door and you capture that moment. And it's not a photo she's going to use. She's not paying for that photo, but you can use that photo because maybe that's one of your favorite things about what you do is seeing your clients come in with that attitude.
Mm-hmm.
Right? That's
good stuff. Yeah.
Yeah. Sure. Like so I would ask you to reflect on that. Like, what parts of your client experience do you absolutely love? What parts of, I mean, frankly, living in Marblehead do you absolutely love, right? It can be related to your community because a lot of your clients are here. Mm-hmm. What about marketing do you love? Are you a networker that likes to meet new people? Are you somebody who, let's say, as a photographer, you go to right now it has to be a webinar, but let's say you go to a conference where you see a lot of fellow photographers or event related people, like wedding event or whatever, right? Like there's just something where you all hang out and have a great old time. And like, if you enjoy that, so anything related to your work that you enjoy. One thing that I think celebrators sometimes don't realize is that it's easy for you to tap into the joy, and it's way easier for you than it is for everybody else. So if you think that you're being frivolous just by being like, hey, I love going to these conferences and laughing my butt off and learning about photography, or just, you know, getting even better at this part of my craft. Please know that that's not the case. It's not frivolous. It's actually life-giving to us. We all forget how much fun we could be having, and it's not unproductive. It's actually really productive. You're learning and having a great time and marketing your stuff all at the same time.
Right.
Yeah. So just for kicks right now, like, tell me something that has brought you joy in the work that you do, anything related to what you do, whether it's a client session. And I'm going to help you get really specific, because the more specific you can get, it's like being an author. You want to really capture a slice of life so that, you know, we feel it. So what's something you've enjoyed recently?
Well, I do enjoy things that are out of my norm. So I guess photographing something unusual, like it could even be going out on a photo walk and photographing landscapes, or you know, just the beauty of the town, or you know, that sort of thing. More of a stock photography type assignment that's not related to a particular client at all.
Okay. So was there one recently that you can remember that kind of stands out where you were walking around town, maybe in the fall? I mean, it could be fall colors, maybe that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. You know what? Actually, one thing that happened not so long ago is a freak snowstorm that was kind of early in the season. And I had family type photo shoots scheduled, and lo and behold, instead of getting rain, we got a ton of snow, and it was so fun. It was, you know, I would call the client and say, clearly we don't have the weather that we thought we're going to have, but you want to go for it? And they said, yes, let's definitely go for it. So it was so fun to have something unexpected, unusual, and kind of go with the flow. And that's what really made it really fun. So it was a fall family portrait session, a few of them, but with tons of snow. And it was so beautiful.
And did they show up in winter wear, or like, what was that like?
Kind of between, but it wasn't very cold. The snow was gone by noon, but in the morning it was like a winter wonderland, and it was really lovely.
And was there a spot, like, were you at Crocker Park, or where did you do it?
I was at Stramski's.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Not nice. Far up here.
And yeah. And anything stand out as far as like a moment, like, were you down by the water then, I would assume? Mm-hmm. And did anybody kind of slip? Was it awkward at all because of the snow? Like, anything you had to watch out for because of the snow on the ground?
Yeah, it was just a little cold. So sometimes, you know, if you're uncomfortable, you have a hard time having a good time and looking good. So it was a matter of keeping up the pace very quickly and trying to have, you know, have the fun in it so that people could forget that it was not the ideal weather situation.
And that would be, if I were to be your Instagram manager, I would say that's something you could write about. Like, I kept these moving. I didn't want my poor clients to freeze out in the cold, but look how beautiful some of these shots came out. And, you know, here's what I did to make sure they weren't suffering in the cold too long. And you could even talk about how I felt like, you know, a production manager on a movie set where my actors have to, it reminds me of like Game of Thrones, where I'm sure the people who did all those, where was that place where John, I don't know if you watched the series, but like there's this by the wall and it's always snowy up there. And I think those actors had to endure like constant cold. It's like, how do you deal with that? Like, you kind of know a little version of that now, you know?
Yeah.
So it's stuff like that.
Yeah. And it's a good way to highlight, you know, you can work quickly and efficiently if you know what you're doing. So I suppose that's a nice thing to think about that I would never think to mention.
Here's something also that came through just as I was saying that, that your fun, like the fun that you experience and that you offer other people, has its own momentum. So if you think of it that way, Amy, I think that's a really cool way to be like, well, fun is practical because I need momentum in my marketing, right? Like, and it's magnetic. But yeah, like your fun moves things along. It brings people in the door. Like, cause I've sensed that sometimes fun seems frivolous, but if you look at it as fun has its own momentum, like that language just landed for me, then you're basically just helping your business flow more in a healthy fashion by following the fun.
Yeah, that's a good point.
Yeah. Yeah. So Jen, I'm sure you're picking up on like hanging out with Amy is just a good time.
I have like so many ideas. I just want to talk to you.
Oh, mention a couple.
So many Yes. Well, first of all, I love, I'm on your Instagram right now and I love the red chair for the headshot. So it should become like, you know, when you're pitching it, okay, do you want outdoor scenes or do you want a signature Amy Booker studio red chair? Like just kind of make that your thing is the red chair, because the, I was looking at them and with the white background, those pictures are just so sharp and professional, and I would love to have one. But the other thing that I was thinking of is that to talk about what we do in order to gain people's trust and to just help our community is we give away a lot of our knowledge for free to just validate that I know what I'm doing and I'm not just always looking to get your money. Here's some tips and things. So you have such a fun service anyway that it just lends itself. So if you sort of, I don't know, I didn't get through all of your platforms, so I apologize if this is there and I just didn't find it. But like tips for taking a nice selfie, right? So if you're not feeling all that confident lately and COVID's got you down and you've been rocking a messy bun for 8 months and you just need to feel pretty, so you put some makeup on, here's how to get a good selfie to show people, look, I'm still here and I got some makeup on today, everybody. So, you know, kind of tell people the best way to do that is to go by a window and you should stand to the side and the best time of day is this, or if it's raining, or just kind of throw those free tips out. And you could always do a challenge, right? You could always say, for everyone that's following, I want you to do this and I want you to send me or tag me in your Instagram that you did it, so that you could actually see what people want to play with you on. You know, and start to kind of, then you could, all those little things that you try, you could say, well, I got a lot of engagement from that, so what more can I do like that?
Right.
But
I love that.
Yes.
And I would love to call it, I would love to see you do like a messy bun challenge, but it unfortunately, you don't want to do a messy bun challenge. You want to do the ant, like come out of your messy bun challenge. So you can't call it that. I wish you could.
Well, unless you're going to Audrey Hepburn it and put pearls on too.
True, but I love the idea of a challenge, especially since that's just fun. It's like a game.
It's fun. Yeah, that's a really great idea. Yeah, I feel like it is frivolous to like suggest people get their favorite fanciest dress and bring it into my studio. But that sounds like fun to me. That's fun to photograph and fun to do. So maybe I could come up with a challenge around that.
I have another challenge for you. Ooh, I think you should do a fancy dress challenge where you have everyone, especially during COVID when no one's bringing out their fancy dresses, that people take selfies and you give them all the tips. They get out their fanciest dress, maybe, you know, some makeup, whatever. And then they take a selfie with their fanciest dress. And then you're leading that challenge. Like, I feel like we are dying to put on our nice clothes for some reason.
Right.
You know? Yeah. Fancy dress challenge. Yeah, I'm in if you have one.
Yay.
Yeah. I even know the dress I'm thinking of. Like, I'm like, I'm dying to wear this dress.
Yeah. I don't think I can fit in my fancy dress.
Back. It won't show.
If you could throw in that tip, how to elongate and slim out.
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah. You're just going to start, you know, these conversations, which is fantastic.
Yeah.
Fun. And again, if you're just walking around town with your dog and you're just having a meditative moment, like your contemplation is always going to be like, what's fun for me? Where's my joy in all of this? What is, and just like follow that to the core of that, like let it take you somewhere.
Yeah.
Yeah. You're always going to get good ideas with that contemplation for you.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right.
Steph, I love it.
Okay. So I think we're cooked and I'm so thankful that you, you know, you came and played with us as far as innate marketing genius and marketing directions that you could be taking. It's just so fun to have somebody that's game and see where it goes.
I've loved it. I love all the ideas. It's really helpful. And, you know, it's great to be able to have other opinions and kind of think out of the box.
Yeah. You know, one last idea I had is if you ever do, I totally just had this vision of you doing podcast, like, and not that, you know, you want to do a podcast, but I'm just saying I could see you doing a podcast series where you just have people wear fancy dresses and just talk about like how people are having fun during COVID. Like, how, where are you, right? Like, what are people doing to do? I could just see you doing that. And here's the other thing I want to throw in is that when you are done with a client session and they just feel like really good about themselves, that's when you get out your phone and you have them say, especially with the caveat, like, there's so many people out there that just don't know what a positive experience this can be for them. Like, I would love to just have you say 60 seconds of what this meant for you. Like, how was this for you? And then they look good because they probably dressed up for the shoot. And if it's okay with them for you to just do it, if it's not too awkward for you to ask them, I would say aim for 5. 10 would be great, but 5 is enough. Mm-hmm. And that is pure gold, pure gold.
That's good stuff. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm surprised to find 4 reviews, Amy, because I bet if you asked more, you'd have a whole lot. And you know, that's an important factor in decision-making for someone that's searching. They look right at that. Mm-hmm. So obviously word of mouth and they get to your website, your pictures are gorgeous. But you know, if someone looks you up and they land here, that's your Google business listing. Yeah. A lot of eyes get drawn to those stars. So I'd love to see you boost that up. And I think anybody that's worked with you and all these pictures I've seen would be happy to give you a review. So I would.
You can just start off with MBRN, Marblehead Business Referral Network. I'm sure you would have a handful of people in there that are ready to just get on Google and make a review.
Sure. Yeah, that's a great tip. Yeah, that's a good idea.
Yeah. So you've got a gold mine. It's just a matter of like recognizing it and using it. So go forth and conquer.
I'm going to get my shovel. Here I go.
All right. I'm just going to turn that. Thank you so much, you guys. I'm just turning this off. So there you go. Some ideas to market as a celebrator. URLs are in the show notes. One of my most powerful discoveries as a marketer is that everyone has a perfect strategy that shows them at their best at any given time. One thing that is the engine for everything else. If this speaks to you, go on over to onevoiceonestrategy.com and find out more. This program, which is a self-study online program, is a really good way to get started on this path. Be sure to find out your deepest why and your innate marketing genius type at www.innatemarketinggenius.com to discover the answer. You might be a nurturer, an adventure guide, a door opener, a steady presence, or a celebrator. Find out in about 10 minutes. And if you enjoyed this podcast, head on over to Apple Podcast and give it a good rating and a review. It helps people find this thing. Thanks so much for listening, and until next time on Marketing for Humans.